If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Frank Wasilewski from Access, the law offices of David Schluter, and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And top of the morning to you. We have a little change in plans for today. But first, let's make it official, shall we? Elwood, how many miles to Chicago? Scratch that. David is off today. I am Wendy Snyder. And I got a great group of people with me today. Who's filling in today?
I'm filling in.
Igor, thank you so much. All right, Igor Marak is here, Mr. Floor, MrFloor.com. And Michael Houston was supposed to be here from Lindholm Roofing,
right,
but he just had knee surgery.
Yeah.
So he could not come in.
Yeah,
so
I got the last minute call, and here I am, Wendy.
Well, look at you bailing me out. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. So floor questions, but he's your guy. And then we have Frank Wasilewski, who's here from Access Elevator. Because sometimes I just say Access, and then
just
I
access.
Feel like, okay, Access, allaboutaccess.com. I heard you on with Lisa Dent and talking about the average age of people who need accommodations in their house. It's way younger than I thought.
Yeah, average age of our client is 37 and a half years old.
That blows me away.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know what? We don't think of accidents or illnesses. We just don't.
News doesn't cover it.
Yeah,
so most
you're
of the
right.
public doesn't.
All right. Well, so Frank Wasilewski is here from Access, and we will talk to him. And look who's here, peeps. Dave Schluter, attorney Dave Schluter.
Yep. Nice drive on 290. Everything's cool.
It was not a nice drive. There was an accident.
Well, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh. I should expect nothing less from you, actually.
Yeah, their new one today out by us was the gravel shovels with 16 guys and then three orange trucks with arrows saying, don't come here. And they just drop it in there and they pound it a couple times. I guess it's the spring patching or something.
Yeah.
That's what's going
on. And it
on.
Doesn't stay in there.
Not even close.
We have an expert on Home Sweet Home Chicago that can figure out how pothole repairs can stay in the hole? I don't know how that happens. They, you know, everybody says this, but how do they figure it out on the runways? There's no giant pothole
totally
that a plane's
different, totally different type of asphalt.
6 feet of, yeah, 6 feet
right.
of concrete.
See, that's
yeah.
why you guys are the professionals. I'm just here to keep you in line.
Yeah.
And you're in trouble if I'm the the guard dog today.
We'll go down together, Wendy.
thank you, Igor. We are going to do today's mailbag segment. That is coming up, sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. Also, Jeremy Hogle will be here. He was hoping to be here by the end of the intro. I'll see your Eisenhower and I'll talk to you about the Stevenson. My Google Maps told me that there was an accident, so to get off at Central. Well, of course I did not listen. And then as I passed Central, I'm like, oh, wow, that's really backed up. So I got off at Cicero.
Right.
It sent me towards the Eisenhower and then turn on 31st to Kedzie to get back on 55. And it was smooth sailing. I should have just stayed in there. It was road work, not an accident.
There you go.
And then Lakeshore Drive and Columbus, very good. But then I don't know where you guys parked, but the garage door didn't open. Who do I call for that when I was trying to park today in the Aqua building? I am a creature of habit, you guys. I know one way into something. So then I panicked. I'm like, oh, my God, these people are going to be here. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, and I'm not going to be. And then I remembered, oh, there, right around the corner is another entrance. And lower, whacker, there's another entrance. But that's pretty bad when your garage door doesn't go up.
It won't go up if it's full.
Listen
well,
to
I'm
that.
A monthly parker.
If it's full, it's full.
But I no, that's not true. Really?
I'm going to down right now. I'm going to go take my car out of this garage.
No.
I'm going to go around.
But I went to another entrance, and that opened, and there are a gazillion spots in there.
It was screwed up. And that's an electric eye of some kind.
Yeah.
You know, if it sees your car.
See? Yeah. People, we can't replace people with AI for everything. Because that's definitely AI, right? It reads your plate, it opens it up, there senses you, and it opens up.
You could make the evening news and just gun it.
Who is that going to help?
I don't know, your insurance adjuster could have something to do. And
it'll make you famous.
My insurance company does not like me. Let's just put it that way. I was looking at my records, and each of our cars has had a claim. But, you know, that's why you have insurance, right?
Yeah.
You guys are very quiet
and
today.
And they never charge you more for that either.
They do, but it didn't go up that much.
That's good.
They're minor little things. But all right, enough of me. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. Dave Schluter, this is the most quiet I've ever had you been ever.
Because my topic is so huge, it's going to be like people running out to watch the eclipse. they're going to say, Marvin, come in the living room, because it's annoying. No, it's annoying, and it's something most people don't know. It's totally Bombay doors on something that people have never heard. Yep.
You have just really given the biggest tease of your life, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm just saying, they will
Stay tuned.
Yeah, cats and dogs will be falling.
All right, I can't wait for that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll open up today's mailbag segment here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Hello, hello. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg, just today only. And it's Home Sweet Home Chicago joining us in the studio today. We have Frank Wazalewski from Access, Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, Dave Schluter, attorney Dave Schluter, and look who's here from MegaPros, Jeremy Hogel.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Shall we open today's mailbag?
Let's hear it.
All right. Today's mailbag sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. Thank you so much, Mike Epping. All right. Here's the first. Are these really letters? Are these really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They're legit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin Warsh was sworn in as the next chairman of the Federal Reserve, taking over the reins from Jerome Powell. Now, under Federal Chair Powell's experience, we had 5 years of inflation, the steady drop in our standard of living, and a $6 trillion balance sheet that is now expanding again. So, of course, we all wish the new ages chairman the best of luck.
Sure.
We're doomed. Can I just tell
We're not doomed.
I know, I know. Every time I'm here with you guys, you're like, no, it's half full, not half empty.
Yeah.
But when's the last time you filled up your gas tank, and how much more was it this time?
It's more. But it's been more before, and it'll go
down.
We're
getting just close. Like, this is high.
Sure. Yeah. It doesn't feel great.
Yeah. No,
right?
It honestly...
All we can do is hope it's short-lived.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know...
Whimsically optimist.
All right. All right. Yeah. See, that's why I need you here, MegaPros Jer. Mm-hmm.
I did my share. I filed early on my 1040 this year just to help.
Good for you. I had to file.
Yeah, we
for
don't
an
understand
extension.
That logic. That's like attorney logic. That's attorney and accounting logic right there. Look at what I did.
I'm
my 1040
chipping
WPs.
Chipping away at the at the six trill.
Cool.
But,
thanks, buddy.
Yeah, the gas the pain. It's out by us. You know, we don't have the Cook County taxes. Neither do you, Jared.
Yeah, neither do
That's
I.
That's 5.25. What do you do? I mean,
we get our gas in Wisconsin because I'm like, at the border. So Genoa City's like.
How much less is it, honestly?
It's like 60 to 80 cents.
I believe it.
If not more.
Really?
Yeah. Even on a regular
Illinois
basis,
has a lot of crap tax.
It's close to a dollar less.
Yep.
A lot of what?
Crap tax.
Crap
is that
tax.
You can't say where it
technical
goes.
Turn.
They take, you pay the gas tax, but then they move it to something else where there's need. So it doesn't really eventually go to the roads. They just.
So this is the mailbag section.
Yes.
Any other, is there a positive?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to the other things yet.
Okay.
So, all right, here's the other one. The 10-year bond closed at 4.6%, which was the highest it's been since Liberation Day last April when President Trump rolled out his beautiful tariffs, the big beautiful tariffs. Out of breath. The Supreme Court ruled were unconstitutional. Rates are now solidly in the mid to upper sixes on the way to the sevens, and if things don't change in the Strait of Hormuz, maybe be going up to the eights, which is still... I am double digits when I bought our house years ago.
We're pretty spoiled.
Yeah, we are really spoiled. We had that long run of things below 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still have people that are sitting in twos and threes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mortgage rates we'll never see again in our lifetime.
Yeah. Free money, pretty much.
You don't think ever again in our lifetime?
He's totally right.
Well, whose lifetime? My kid's lifetime or our lifetime?
I don't think you'll ever see it again.
Ever.
There was, such a pain point because the banks can't give any pay you any interest on your savings when you're doing that.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah, it was 0.000.
Yeah, it was wild, right?
Right?
It was, yeah.
We have a CD for 1.1.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
Woo!
Hey, it's money.
And home buyers are adjusting to the higher mortgage rates. And purchase demands have rebounded. Pending U.S. home sales climbed to the highest level since 2022 as buyers return to the market. So there's a hopeful
positive
thing.
Right? Yay. We'll leave our listeners with the positive.
You know, are those the buyers that were previously renting and now they're looking for their starter?
Come on, let's say yes.
Again, if you're sitting in a 2 or a 3 mortgage rate, Jeremy, you're not going to be selling
your house.
They
not
don't.
Moving.
Right. I mean, Frank, you're probably running into that all the time. Like, we're modifying homes so people could live in
because
it's like, oh, we're just gonna die here. They're gonna roll us out of here.
So there you go. That's my point. So these are new people, I think, entering the market.
A lot of it's about getting out to good schools. There's also people where you have to still live in the town in some jobs.
Sure.
You know? And then the other thing is the baby boomers are giving their kids a ton of money. I have.
Oh, that's really nice of them.
Yeah.
Thanks, baby boomer. Look, wait a second.
I have some younger couples where, you know, the parents are still alive, but they're siphoning it off over time, and they're coming in with $200,000 down. I said, God,
nice.
You got a stroller. Right. How are you pulling this off? Because we were broke, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, they go, oh, yeah, mom and dad are advancing. Because what they're saying is, and I agree with it on the philosophical shows, if you can help your kids while you're alive, you see the joy of what it does. Your grandchildren live in a better house versus the casket where they go, okay, call the estate lawyer. When do we get the money? You can have the joy of passing it on so you see the fruit of it.
Sure.
And these people are 80, and they're telling me that in my office. That's the estate side. Yeah, we're going to be.
There's another positive.
Yeah. I know. I'm listening to that.
Smart move.
Yeah, they can.
It is. Well, taxes.
You can give them $12 million over your lifetime without being taxed.
Yeah.
So these people. Well, no. They're.
I'll give them $62.
Yeah. Maybe a bill.
No, but you have pension. You got pensioners. Let's say you have two teachers from Illinois, right?
Yeah.
And they met at work.
Okay.
And now
they met at work. You're such a romantic.
I love this love story.
And they've been doing it 25 years. Okay, at $10,000 a month between them.
Okay.
That's realistic.
I like this math.
Yeah, and then they've been begging. They go, well, we have everything we need.
Yeah, we paid everything off.
Is it better to just get the joy of it? Or they'll they won't co-sign for a car, but what they'll tell them is we'll carry the note on your car. Go out
you
and
can
get
pay
it.
Us.
Yeah, yeah, you
I've,
pay
you know,
us.
The bank of mom and dad, I've heard that one, right? The interest rates are real good. They're nice
and
forgiving.
Sometimes they never pay it, and then I hear about it later.
Well,
what they do then is they come to me and they say, we have 4 kids. We got $2 million. So instead of $500,000, Joey gets $470.
Because we don't like Joey.
Well, no, because he never paid. He defaulted on his car payment.
Well, I
was just trying to figure it out.
What's wrong with Joey?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What'd Joey do?
I
got a brother named Joey.
Yeah, he's
living
in a
bunker.
Great. He's in a bunker and, you know, whatever.
Okay, got
we don't hear from him anymore.
Sure.
We think it was his girlfriend.
He's estranged.
So, Dave, this is kind of like a reverse mortgage on your assets.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a way to look at it?
Yeah, I know. And it's, again, not everybody listening has that kind of dough, but there are people who do. I'll tell you that in the WGN listening.
Sure.
You know, where you don't need to buy anything. You got 2 good cars. Your house is paid for. I mean, it's the American dream for some people. And then when Social Security kicks in, put in your number sometime. If you've been pretty much in a middle class income job, it'll blow your mind. I'm waiting till 70. So I can, you know, take a good number.
Sure.
But it's higher than a lot of people think. You can go on the computer. It's free.
Got it.
I don't know how long that can last anyway, but there's a lot of money.
I
know. That's why there's some
not,
argument to take it early because, you know, it may not be there. And over the course of from 65 to 70, you might actually be getting more money, even though the payments are less.
There's not a silver bullet on that.
Sure.
But
I don't have to worry about that.
There are a couple different sizes.
You're so young.
Yeah. Well,
of course.
Getting there.
The worst one I ever heard was a guy who died the day after he got his first check. and he had put in so much
that
money.
That is my luck. That is going to happen to me. I'm not even going to make it to 70.
Right. But so just take it.
The spouse then gets
it. The spouse gets it.
Right. Well, but, he was single.
That's higher.
All right, regroup. Figure it out. We'll figure out who gets the Social Security money because we have to take a break. And we have to close out the mailbag this week. Brought to you by CenterGuard Plumbing and Mike Epping. Quick break. We've got some news coming your way, and then we will figure out about the whole sad tale of Social Security woe that Dave Schluter dropped on our lap. Thank you for that.
He went to heaven. He's good.
Nice.
Home sweet home, Chicago. 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hello, hello. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. You can call in on the Mega Pros text line or phone line 312-981-7200. We have Jeremy Hogel, Mega Pros Jer is here. We have Dave Schluter, attorney, longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago contributor, attorney Dave Schluter, Igor Marak, who saved me today, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing was scheduled to be in, but Igor swooped in, and thank you so much. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And Frank Wazalewski is here from Access, and shall we begin speaking with you, Frank?
Sure, let's fire away.
All right. Last week, I heard you on the Lisa Dent show, and you were talking, she was talking about her old neighbor. Was it your neighbor?
Her neighbor.
Oh,
her
that's
neighbor.
Right.
92-year-old neighbor, I believe.
Yeah. Fill us in on this in case people didn't listen.
Yeah, so she had a 92-year-old neighbor that was getting a stairlift estimate. It wasn't from us. And the person that entered their home wouldn't leave. So it was just pressure. You have to sign here. You have to do this. I'm not leaving your house until we do this. And there's unfortunately a lot of that goes on with the elderly and, you know, the disabled community. So I always try to get the message out that you don't do it. And it doesn't matter what you're buying. It doesn't have to be a sterile. It could be a kitchen. It could be a floor company, right? If you're being forced into buying something, that person is wrong.
And what I thought, I was listening when you were on with Lisa, and what I liked is Lisa said, you know, are you supposed to get a second opinion? And right away you're like,
At least two.
We're finding that it's hard for some of our customers to get someone else to show up, though. Yeah, I mean, are you guys seeing that same thing where it's like, hey, I called five people, two people called me back, you were the only one that actually showed up?
Yeah, that's very common.
Okay.
But at least you have to try and do your diligence of getting other people out there. But yeah, like you said, I hear it all the time. It's like, hey,
you guys picked up your phone.
Right. Whoa. I called five companies and you were the only one to call us back.
Yeah.
I don't know how they stay in business. Sure. I don't.
Yeah. With bait and switch.
Right.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So there are various things that Access can help with. A lot of times people want to stay in their home as long as they possibly can. Tell us some of the things that we don't think about, like simple things like grab bars and things.
Yeah, grab bars are very common. Honestly, it's like the entree into accessibility, right? It's the first thing you need is just stabilizing yourself in a bathroom or getting upstairs or something like that.
I appreciate that in hotels at my age.
Oh, yeah. And I
guess you're not familiar with the floor if it's, you know, what you're going to wipe out. I love them. Yeah. I mean, it's just like.
All right, we are getting older because when we were kids, I never thought about slipping in the shower when I walked in, ever. Well,
I guess here's the thing. So we tell our customers, hey, it's a good idea at any age, right? And Kohler and Delta and Moen, they all make matching finishes to match your fancy shower fixture,
absolutely.
To match your grab bar. So it looks nice. It's not the old, like, white or chrome, shiny chrome, and it's 3 inches,
it's just big
and bulky and icky. Like, it's pretty.
Right. It doesn't have to be institutional. Some of them are disguised as shampoo holders or soap holders.
Really?
Or toilet paper holders.
Yep.
You wouldn't even know, but they're anchored right into the wall.
See, I need one of those while shaving my legs because my balance isn't as good as it used to be.
Yes.
And then you hit your head. I work with a lot of seniors. If they're not familiar with slipperiness, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They wipe out at the Holiday Inn or whatever, you know, tub faucet in the forehead, and they're in a nursing home.
Jeez. Wow, he goes Final Destination. Final Destination 12.
And for shaving your legs,
there is
a little foot pedestal that helps you balance and raise your leg at a height that's comfortable for you that
that's
we can mount
best.
In.
So you do that while shaving your legs?
All the time. What are you talking about? Look at how silky smooth my legs are.
Ooh. But it helps keep you stable, so you don't have to balance on one
people
foot.
People have thought of a lot of things from people wiping out.
Yes.
And honestly, we don't think about these things until we have aging parents or until we start getting up in years. We really don't think about any of this
and
stuff.
And honestly, like we were talking earlier, you know, the average age of our client is 37 years old.
Wow.
Do you know how
that
many times this
away.
Happens to a 20-year-old or a teenager?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Like car accidents?
No, like slipping and falling down the stairs, falling in the bathroom.
What was the stat that you brought up a couple weeks ago? You said like that's like one of the most common household accidents is slipping in the bathroom.
Slipping in the bathroom.
You're wet.
Yeah.
There's suds.
And it's a tight, confined room. You have a sink there. You have a toilet there. You have a tub there. There's so many things for you to
hit your
head on.
You might be dancing.
Yeah.
Right. Hard to say, right? You know?
Sometimes you play that music and you're dancing.
In our circle of friends, socks at night. I love socks at night, but if you got a wood stairway.
Did you say socks?
Socks.
Okay,
yes, I just wanted to confirm that.
I'm embarrassed.
No, I got cup shirt on.
Okay,
anyway,
got it.
So,
I was a blowhard yesterday on the air, and I was being really cocky about the White Sox, and I'm feeling a little disappointed today.
Yeah. So you're in the evening, you're wearing your socks around, right? But you have a house that's not a ranch, and what is there going upstairs? The wood staircase.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the wipeouts
of the second step.
Then all the way down, broken ankle, broken hip, and then what do you do? That you got to have prank. You got to have that stuff afterwards.
Yeah. And then we've talked about that before too. Once you reach over age of 65 and you break your hip,
your life expectancy
is under a year.
That is unbelievable.
We don't want to give that stat out, but it's true.
It's true.
You're in the hospital. You're immobilized, and
that's the killer.
And you could. I don't like hospitals are a cesspool for bacteria, right?
Can you say MRSA? Yeah, can you say MRSA?
Yeah. It's just not great. You want to get in and out of there.
It's more about not moving.
Yeah,
so the number one key to staying older and living past, you know, 70, 80, whatever, is movement.
That's why pickleball is so popular.
Exactly.
Right?
Pickleball, walking.
Yes,
you know,
anything. How are you at walking right now, Wendy?
Weight resistance.
Good. I have two knee replacements. So sometimes, you know, I don't walk as much as I should. But walking the dog is something good to do.
Get a dog.
Bike.
Yeah. Bike.
Bike.
Yeah, that's good for your knees.
That's much better for your knees than jogging.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of bikes in our shed when I was putting our snow shovels away. All the tires
were
flat.
What are those things?
Put a TV show on.
You got these funny wheels on them, those big bars. What's supposed to happen with these? Those are bikes, Wendy.
All right. Somebody wants to know if Access can come to Roselle. Are they located in Roselle?
Our main headquarters is in Roselle.
Okay.
So, yes. Absolutely.
And what about a shower beer holder? Do you have those?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's what we put it right next to the grab bar.
Right.
So, like, you know, a couple, two, three beers later.
You got to have a place to set that down. You can't shampoo with one hand while holding a bear. You're going to fall.
Texter said, we have an all-in-one, so like a one-piece enclosure. Can you put a grab bar in that?
Depends.
Come on.
You know, it does. Some of those ones that are like bubbled out.
They are bubbled out.
Yeah. So you'd have to get some support behind them, or you have to inject some epoxy behind it. You need some kind of support behind it.
You're saying, what if you just go with larger fasteners like lags into a stud?
If you can.
Well, you got to find the stud.
If you can get there, right?
Sure.
And there is certain, for the bubble surrounds, the ones that pop out,
right?
That's the hard ones.
That is the hard one.
There is a new gadget now that actually you make your hole bigger.
Okay.
And then you drill into the stud, and then it's got an anchor that comes back.
Whoa.
So then it stabilizes.
So it pulls that
back. What's the weight load on that?
1,000 pounds.
Heck yeah.
Per anchor.
And dunzo.
We'll be putting at least four in, if not six.
Hey, Frank, what about those grab bars that have the suction cups?
No.
Yeah,
absolutely
no way.
Not. Do not use those.
That is a false sense of security, I would imagine.
It is a super false sense of security. Unfortunately, humidity, water, when you need it the most and you're going to put your weight on it, they slide and they
come like
off.
A lock on a screen door.
But wait, there's
security.
Yeah. Anytime it comes on after Pocket Fisherman, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So you know it's a good product, right?
Yeah.
847, my worst nightmare. I fell in the shower. I couldn't grab the bar in time. Now I have a huge fear of showers.
Yeah.
No, not showers. Get crab bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be.
Well, they couldn't grab the bar in time.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if he has a low threshold shower, but I mean, you can call us. You can call Jeremy. We can go out there and modify the space so that it's easier to get in and out.
Oh, sure.
That is most common with tubs.
It's oh, that, yeah, forget it.
Yeah, because you have a small place to land in the tub because everything slopes in. So you have a very small flat surface to actually stabilize your feet, and you have a high, you know, 18, 19-inch step to get into. And that's where most accidents occur. Mm-hmm. So if you can get a shower with a low-rise curb, anything 4 inches and under, then it's much, much more stable.
How about those ramps? Because I know you guys specialize in ramps.
I was just going to ask about the ramps.
The ramps that you could find, like, it's like a briefcase. Like, they're portable ramps, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So instead of putting it in this elaborate ramp system, like, do you recommend those?
Yes.
Is this an attorney answer? Depends.
No. It does on the situation.
Okay.
So it does. I mean, if you're going to use it all the time, do the permanent one. If you have a relative that's coming to your house, the portables are great. Like you're gonna put it up, you're gonna pin it down temporarily. They're gonna stay at your house for a week or a weekend or whatever it is, and then you can fold it up, put it in the garage until the next time they're over. That's what those are for. You can also bring it with you in your car.
You know, I saw that.
Yeah, and then
it's like a safety blanket.
Right.
So now I know, like, hey, I could go anywhere.
If
right?
you have a restaurant or something that doesn't have a ramp, you can apply it.
So what if we had a customer or a listener that they were on their parents were on their way out, right? Like, hey, we're on borrowed time. Do we invest in, and I know we could get back to this,
right.
like an $8,000, $10,000 ramp when we don't know how long he's going to be around?
Do a rent or a rent to own.
Rent.
On a real good rent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and to end this on a bit of a high note, this little segment, 847 texted in, hey guys, my dad is 87. He broke his hip last June and was walking by August and still walking around
today.
Love
hearing
Yeah, that's the best.
That's awesome.
Well, June, walking by August, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. You got to get moving.
You got to get moving. He did it. He got up and moved.
Nice job.
We'll get your questions, and so hang on a second.
What?
Sammy, do I break now or do we keep going? Okay, we're going to take a break now. And then 312-981-7200. It is the Mega Pros text line, photo line, or phone line right here. Home Sweet Home Chicago 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's a beautiful Saturday out there. Go Sox. That's what I'm going to say. I'm in for Hochberg today. And we have Jeremy Hogel here, Mega Pros Jerez with us. Dave Schluter is here to take your legal questions. We'll talk floor stuff with Igor Marak, Mr. Floor. And from Access, Frank Wazalewski. And we do have a question for you from Donna today. Mm-hmm. Hey, Donna.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Donna. What do you got for us? Or for Frank?
I live in kind of northern Milwaukee. I don't even know if you come to that area.
We have a store in Cudahy, right, just south of General Mitchell. So, yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, I have just a set of concrete steps leading up to my house, but no railings. I have a lot of balance issues and wondered if that's something that they can do, is install railings to a concrete step.
Absolutely.
That's really?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we could provide those in aluminum. We can do it in wrought iron. We can do wood, but I don't necessarily recommend wood on concrete. You know,
no.
wood's better with wood decks, right? but yes, we can absolutely provide handrails for you.
How about that? Donna,
if
you'd like to hang on the line, we will set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Yep, and I'll have Veronica reach out to you on Monday to set up an appointment to have somebody just
That'd
come look at it for you.
All right, thank you for calling, Donna. Love the Mr. Floor products, by the way.
They're awesome.
So
I'm not just saying it. They really are good.
And we're going to talk to Igor Marak in just a second, MrFloor.com. But as we wrap up this little segment with Frank Wazalewski, all about Access.com. If people have questions, anything, you can help them, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're here for. You know, it's a no pressure service that we offer. If you even are considering something accessibility related, we'll go out there, we'll assess your home, we'll give you all your options, and some of it you might hire somebody else to do, or you might have a brother or uncle or somebody that can help you with some of that stuff. And if you want our services, just call us when you're ready, and we'll go out and help.
Perfect. Please ask bathroom folks if you can drill into Corian.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah. There's still an anchor you want to put in it. The Corian itself isn't going to hold, but you can absolutely do it.
Yeah, you want to hit a stud.
Ideally, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes the angle you have to put it at.
When you guys retrofit bathrooms, are you always putting in blocking then, like just to make sure? Or because we have customers where they're like, I don't want a grab bar. That's for old people. And I'm like, it's not. That's not true. And then we're like, hey, you know what? We're just going to put blocking in. We got the wall open and we'll note where it's at. So then when you're ready, we'll put it in.
We do it every time.
Okay.
Every time. And I did it in my own bathroom, and I remodeled that almost 10 years ago, right?
Exactly.
And I don't need them yet, but the blocking's in place. If I ever need it, I can just pop a grab bar in fast.
Love
it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little confused, but I'm intrigued. 847 texted in something. An added tip for seniors is put your phone in a baggie on the floor of the shower. It gives a little more peace of mind.
Yeah, so like if you fall, like, help, I'm falling and I can't get up.
Yeah,
right? Like you're not there by your phone. Know that infomercial?
Hey, honestly, it just happened to my neighbor, right? He had Parkinson's and he ended up falling. It wasn't in the shower, it was in the hallway. Same thing, what feet?
Sure.
And unfortunately, it was 10 hours before somebody was able. He's okay.
Okay, good.
But it was 10 hours before somebody was able to, because he couldn't reach his phone.
Yeah. You know, wondering if someone's going to find you. So, yeah, that's a good tip.
You can also wear a smartwatch.
And a lot of them
have fall detection technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if your phone is, you know, out of reach, Frank, I don't know if, you know.
I
think that's a great idea.
Yeah, no, that is.
They have fall detection. Absolutely. There's also cameras now that'll monitor if they see you fall.
You want a camera in your bathroom,
no,
Frank?
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. Weird stuff
out there. I don't want that. I don't want to see that.
Some people might like it.
I don't want to see that video. No.
All right. Well, Frank Wasilewski, allaboutaccess.com. And if you have more questions for Frank, we are here till 1, and we will take your calls. Igor Murat. Mr. Floor, I have heard you talk about a floor cleaner where you can just spray it on. I'm embarrassed to tell you that I have been using a cleaner and water on hardwood floors. And just recently, I tried the Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner. Oh, my God. It is a huge change, and it does, the microfiber gets pretty dirty. I didn't know my floors were so dirty. What a change.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely, Wendy, and I'm glad you had a chance to try it. I know a lot of people in the room here have used our products and continue
to use
them.
I'm so late to the party.
Yeah. Daily.
Yeah, it is. It's a daily.
For years.
Yeah, it really all stems from a philosophical choice that we made years ago when we developed the product, and that is to simply relocate dirt. And what
you're telling it what to do. I
basically
love that. Yeah,
so
cool.
So you know, not to get too far into the weeds, but all we want to do is we want to spray the Mr. Floor, you know, cleaning product onto the surface, and we want to change the surface tension of that dirt. So what does that do? It actually allows the dirt to release from the floor. So if it's a wood floor, vinyl floor, ceramic tile floor, it doesn't matter. We want that dirt to become mobile. And so when you come over the top with a dry cloth, and it could be we love microfiber because it does
awesome.
A really good job. You can grab a paper towel, Wendy, and just basically wipe it right off. So you know, shiny doesn't mean clean means clean.
Yes.
So a lot of these products that say they're going to leave your floor shiny, it's an artificial.
It totally does.
It does, but
it's shiny. It leaves my dirt real shiny. that's what it does,
that's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah. And the problem with that sheen is that it begins to layer and layer and layer and layer, and all of the layers contain microscopic dust and debris. And then that begins to become an abrasive surface.
It's like sandpaper on your floor. So every time you walk on it, you're actually removing part of the finish of the floor, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. We've actually had flooring manufacturers come to us and talk to us about our technology because they're tying warranties to their floors. So if a pre-finished floor is supposed to last 25 years guaranteed, but you're using a product that's actually creating an abrasive surface unbeknownst to you because you're trying to leave the floor shiny.
Right.
That 25 years becomes 10 years real fast.
They're calling the manufacturer saying, your floor
exactly
sucks.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So now the warranty is under scrutiny, not because the manufacturer did something wrong. It's because there's incorrect maintenance.
And then
the
manufacturer's like, your cleaning products suck.
Well, and that's what happens. So warranties now become suspect, and the manufacturers are being blamed, and now we're having conversations about proper maintenance.
I like that.
Well, it's amazing, and we will continue talking about floors, floor products. Igor Maracas here, MrFloor.com, and we will continue. Let's hop in with the phone lines, 312-981-7200.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And playing the part of Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing today is Igor Marac from MrFloor.com.
Can we just ask you roofing questions all day, though?
Sure.
Like, yeah.
I'll get Mike on the phone. And
oh, yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Give me the cheat sheet.
Just quiz you on it.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about synthetic versus natural foam?
All right, Mr. Floor, Igor Marac, we have some phone calls for you right now. They've called on the MegaPros phone line, 312-981-7200. Hi, Carol. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So you've used Mr. Floor products, huh? Are you a new user of Mr. Floor products?
Brand new. We have vinyl flooring that we'd been using white vinegar and water to clean, and it worked, but the smell is just awful.
Yeah.
So I emailed Mr. Floor, and I got a response really quickly, like within a half a day. He suggested a product. We got the product in about 3 or 4 days. It works wonderfully, and their customer service is superior.
Look at that, wow, Igor. Bravo.
How
yeah,
much did you pay
you
her?
So much.
What did he recommend for your floor, just out of curiosity, Carol?
A vinyl floor cleaning product.
Does it smell better than vinegar?
It has a very slight citrus smell, yeah. So it's wonderful.
Nice.
That's wonderful. And you know, the other benefit of not using vinegar, you know, vinegar is very acidic. And so even though vinyl floors are very, very durable and the coating that, you know, that they have right from the factory is great, over time it will actually break down that coating and soften it. So not only are you extending the life of your floor, but you're cleaning it correctly. And as we were mentioning before the break, Wendy, you know, we talked about just lifting dirt. And that's really all we're looking to do is just simply lift dirt, relocate it, and allow the floor to do its job.
Well, now I'm confused. Do I put Carol on hold for a free product?
Sure.
Yeah, we got to do it. Yeah, sure. Carol, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And Carol, the vinyl floor cleaner from Mr. Floor also tastes great on a salad, just like your vinegar.
No, we don't recommend that. You can eat it. We just don't recommend doing
right.
it.
Right.
It's safe. You shouldn't eat it.
Carol, hang on the line. I'm so glad you're happy.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate it.
Look
Thank
at
you
that.
Very much, Carol. That's wonderful.
So that citrus smell that she was talking yeah. about, is that something you intentionally put in to have an odor, or is there a citrus in there that actually helps clean?
So both, actually. Okay. So all six of our products, Frank, are unique not only in performance, but they're unique in color and scent. And the scent that we put in there actually helps with the cleaning as well. So it's both to kind of freshen, you know, the surface, but it also is designed to help with the cleaning. It's all infused into the formulation.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Maureen has called us, 312-981-7200. Hey, Maureen.
Hello.
How are you? Where are you calling from today?
Mount Prospect.
What's going on over there?
It's a beautiful day.
Isn't
yes, it?
It
is.
I yes. love it. All right.
So I have a question regarding Armstrong Solarium, which is really an older product, but my floor still looks beautiful. But I would like to know what particular product would he suggest to continue cleaning?
Yeah, so, you know, that product really is an older product. It's older technology.
I know it is.
You know, but it sounds like you've maintained it, you know, and it looks great all these years later. So the recommendation, again, would be not to use anything harsh, chemically harsh on it. Our vinyl and laminate cleaner will actually do a perfect job for you. Just
All
like
right.
the previous
Could you repeat
caller.
That?
Yeah, sure. It's the vinyl and laminate cleaner. So you just want to go to MrFloor.com and go to the online ordering section. You'll see the little online store there once you go to the website. And basically you'll see the full lineup of our products and look for the vinyl and laminate cleaner. And if you'd like to use the promo code WGN, and this goes for anybody listening, really, WGN promo code will get you a nice little discount off your first order. It's a great way to try our products.
Well, that would be great. But could I also add, I have an Ace Hardware right here,
yeah,
would they by chance carry the product?
I believe that the Mount Prospect Ace does carry our products.
Yeah,
yes.
I was looking online. It does, because mine doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few that do.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, the whole neighborhood is very happy with our Ace, that's for sure. And they're very helpful. If they don't have something, they'll say, you know, we can order it for you. So, but you already told me they have the product, so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm going to be going there today.
Wonderful. Tell them we all said hi.
Oh, I will. And would you please do me a favor and say hello to David Hochberg for me, please?
We will. Yeah, he'll be in next week.
Yeah, he'll be back next week. I'm just holding down the fort.
Okay, because I love WGN.
Awesome.
It's just great.
Well
thank you for taking my call.
Perhaps you would like to hang on and you get your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product.
You could try it out.
How's
Would it be this particular one?
It's your candy.
You can pick whatever you want.
It. Hang on and we'll set you up.
Okay, thank you.
I have to make a confession. I borrowed a neighbor's Mr. Fleur wood cleaning product and used my own fiber cloth, but now I just used the WGN code and I'm getting the whole little cleaning kit.
Yeah. I want to get like excited. Can you have like a monthly like subscription? Because I burned through it, right?
Yeah.
I got all hardwood floors. I got all them kids and all that stuff. I don't have dogs right now, but I know that's in the future again. Do you guys offer like a monthly discounted subscription?
We do. We actually have an auto ship program. So so basically when you go to the website, you can enable that and you can set your interval and absolutely.
Do I get a little discount?
Well, we can work
okay.
Just put promo code WGN. That's
I've
what
I've always
I did.
Bought my Mr. Floor cleaning product because I feel like I should, right? It's a great product. I'd go to a Home Depot and buy whatever Home Depot or Ace and buy that same product, and it's a superior product, so why not pay for it?
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we just got a text from the owner of the Mount Prospect Ace saying nice sale.
Oh yeah. Sure, yeah, it's all right, we'll get you next time.
All right, I believe we're going to take a quick break right here and then we will return. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The MegaPros phone line or text line is 312-981-7200. We still have Dave Schluter to speak to. He's got some news that will wow us today, right?
Can you say epic?
Yeah,
epic,
knock your socks off if you're wearing socks.
I
and
am
if not, your shoes off. And
all
if you're not wearing those, your feet off.
Cut your toenails.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Hogel is here as well. MegaPros Jer, Frank Wazalewski, Access, allaboutaccess.com. And Igor, if people want to try your Mr. Floor product, where do they go?
Yeah, really simple. Go to MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN at checkout to give it a try. We're very confident you're going to love them.
All right, cool. We'll be back at 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Welcome. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on another beautiful Saturday. David Hochberg has the day off. I'm Wendy Snyder, and we have MegaPros Jer in the studio with us today, Jeremy Hogel. We have attorney Dave Schluter, who we are going to speak to in just a moment. We have Frank Wazalewski, allaboutaccess.com if you need some modifications for your home. And we have Igor Marak here, Mr. Floor. And Frank, I know you have a question for Igor, but so does our caller. So can we take Judy first?
Sure.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Hey, good. It's a great Saturday morning. Love listening to the show.
Excellent. Did you have a question about your floor?
Yes, I've been using Mr. Floor products probably for about a year and a half. They look great. Everyone compliments me on my hardwood floors. And now they've developed a sort of musty smell, only in one area, in the kitchen. What can I do?
Wow, that's interesting. So just one area of the kitchen has that odor?
Yes.
Do you have pets by chance at home?
I don't.
Interesting.
Are we sure it's from the cleaning product, or is it just so happened?
I don't know. I don't know what it's from.
Is it in one area?
Is it by the sink or the dishwasher?
Water leak or something.
Or fridge.
No, it's just sort of more by windows and a vent.
So, you know what's interesting? We actually, I was on maybe a month or so ago, and we had a caller call in and was asking a similar type question. And one of the recommendations, you know, because we went through this whole sort of process of what it could and couldn't be, One thing that, and I think she wound up realizing that she may have had a dead animal, like a mouse, possibly. Because it was by an exterior wall, it was under a cabinet, and she actually wound up calling back in and actually reporting back that they found something unalived behind the wall.
Yeah.
So, you know, because again, it's very odd for it to just be one area or a spot. If you had a pet, I would say maybe, you know, there's some pet, you know,
an accident
situation going on, right?
Have you opened up your sink cabinet just to make sure everything looks good, nothing's leaking or any of that stuff?
Right. Okay. Right, it's dry underneath here. Anything I've stored underneath it, nothing has come out wet.
Yeah.
Did you open up the vent itself? Did you open the cover and look down in the vent? Can you see anything?
Yeah, we vacuumed it out. There was just the usual dust and whatever, crumbs.
Mm. Yeah, dust and whatever. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, you know, unless something was spilled in that area and, you know, you didn't get to it right away, that could sometimes develop an odor.
Because your product, you just spritz it on, right? You're not pouring anything on. So there's no way it's penetrating the wood to where it would. Yeah, no way.
No, but like,
I'd go with the mouse.
Like you've seen before, too, Jeremy, if you're tracing a water leak from the roof,
it forget could end up it's everywhere.
Right? Yeah. So it sounds like you said, either like a dead animal or you have water.
Or water.
I hope it's a water leak and not a dead animal, Judy.
Whoa. No, we totally hope it's a dead animal.
I guess that would be cheaper.
I guess.
Dead animal will decay over time. A water leak will cause more problems.
Do you have a basement where you could access under the kitchen floor?
I think so, yes.
So something might be there, right? Like look around. I mean, did this happen when all that rain was coming or just recently?
No, within the last, month or so.
We got a lot of rain. Yeah.
You could text us in some photos. We can see if we see anything. If you can see it from top and bottom, that would be great.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we'll be happy to take a look.
But coincidentally, this morning, I saw a baby raccoon walk across my deck.
Oh, wow.
Maybe there is an ant.
Yeah, there could be some.
That could be your answer.
Wendy, I'm sorry. I love the animals.
So
all right.
Do I. We all do. But it's cycle of life.
Yeah. Judy, hang on. We will set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product and hope.
We'll look for those photos.
I don't want it to be an animal, but it will be a
But you want
a
it to be a water leak inside someone's house.
Yeah,
come on,
because
Wendy.
That just gets worse and worse and worse.
A water leak would be harder to trace, Wendy, than a potentially a dead
I know.
Animal.
And the animal's already dead.
Yeah.
Just bury it in the yard.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, Frank, you had a question for Igor.
I do. So I'm putting you on the spot. So my wife and I are thinking of remodeling our kitchen. It currently has tile floor. We're thinking about pulling out that tile in its entirety and then putting in hardwood floor. Now, we already have hardwood floor in the living room adjacent to it. So, obviously, we'd either have to blend that in or... But that was done 8 years ago, right? So, the two main questions is, what risks do I run with hardwood in the kitchen? Like, what do I need to look out for? Mm-hmm. And then, how do you blend in with an 8-year-old or 8-year-old flooring that was resurfaced 8 years ago.
Yeah, so great questions. You know, we are asked these types of questions on a daily basis, Frank. So the first answer to one of your questions would be, how do we blend? So the way we blend is we identify what that living room floor is. And by identification, I mean species, grade, width of the board, thickness of the board. So we will inspect all of it and we will purchase lumber that will be actually the same or as close to that lumber as we can get it. So that's the first thing that will create a match or a blend. The other thing we can do, depending on the direction of the floor, if you wanted to integrate the kitchen floor into that living room, if it runs through the doorway, we can actually splice the floors together. In other words, we can make it seamless where the kitchen floor flows directly into the living room without a threshold.
Like lace them in.
Lacing, exactly.
How do you blend in the stain?
Oh, just wait. There's more.
So there's more, right? So if you want to integrate it fully, then the living room would be refinished at the same
or
time.
Or any connected room.
I was going to say. Now it's the entire...
It's one of my least favorite things to tell customers. Igor makes it sound so nice and fun and everything, and I have to explain to the customer, like, yes, if you want to do that, and you want to do it right. And I think that's the problem, is people think, like... Oh, well, the other flooring guy said, well, he'll just hand sand this and it'll blend, right? Igor and I live with customer expectations that are through the roof, which is okay, right?
Yeah.
Because
it's fine.
We care about our name. And the only right way to do it is to sand and finish any floor that touches that floor without a threshold.
Right. But I will say, Jeremy, we do have the ability, and Frank, this would maybe answer the second question, you know, how do we blend it color-wise? We do have the ability to custom mix stains.
Yeah.
And we're very, very good at it, and we can usually come extremely close. The only thing that we really cannot duplicate or replicate is patina or age.
All right.
Yeah. Which just, 8 years, right. Would it patina?
A little.
Absolutely.
A little.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, anytime it's being exposed to UV light, it'll start to change color. So that's the only thing we cannot do. But we'll get you to the point where we'll reset the clock on it, and it'll start to catch up very quickly as we move forward.
So gotcha. My favorite cheat code, and correct me if I'm wrong, yeah. is putting in a larger threshold there and then just sanding that piece down so then you don't have to refinish the whole sure. hardwood floors.
Sure.
Right? It might not be a perfect match.
Right.
Right?
But it'll be close.
But it'll be close, right. and then absolutely. You don't have to live with that whole other experience.
100%. And we do that quite often as well, where the rest of the floor, maybe it's not 8 years old, maybe it's a year old. And now you've decided to do the kitchen. And,
a year
and,
old.
Why would you refinish year-old flooring?
1 minute till news.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't Jeopardy, Jared, but you did our house, and I think you did that exact thing because I was going from vinyl to wood.
Yeah.
And you sanded it, and it's perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's done every single day. So you've got the two options. For a lot of our clients, they want full integration. They don't mm-hmm. want a threshold. They want it to look like it's always been there. It's all continuous. For other clients, the rest of the floors are in perfect shape. They just want to add on to the kitchen. Perpendicular threshold. We create a starting and stopping point. We add flooring in the kitchen. We stain it to match as close as possible, and we can come very, very close. Species grade, all of that is taken care of, and it will still look like it's always been there. It'll just have a little threshold.
And to answer Frank's question, putting hardwood in a kitchen, totally fine.
Completely fine.
Yeah.
Completely fine. We do a lot of that, and it's much more forgiving, actually, than having tile, which can break if you drop something.
Oh, yeah.
Dunzo.
You'll dent my floor, but you won't break it.
Correct.
Nice.
All right. Ooh, we will continue talking to all of our guests here on Home Sweet Home Chicago 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hello, hello. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, soon to be Saturday afternoon. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. David Hochberg will return next Saturday. Jeremy Hogel is here from Mega Pros. Frank Wazalewski, all about access, any modifications you need in your home. He's the guy. We will take some calls probably after 12 noon today. Igor Marak is here from Mr. Floor. We did a whole little floor segment. And attorney Dave Schluter joins us now with some epic news.
The biggest. Some are saying it's the biggest. I'm not saying it's the biggest.
We have the Goodyear blimp. The Goodyear blimp is outside. Over there.
That's cool.
When you sell your home.
Which everyone does, eventually.
It's all about how much you're going to get. I don't care how many legal theories I go over with the clients. We look at all their figures and they sit down and all this. What am I getting? Mm-hmm. And because you have to know what you have to spend.
Of course.
Okay. So there's a jam job going on. With these
jam job.
Yes.
I love
There's
that.
A jam job.
Jam job.
Yes.
Yeah, a jam job.
With municipalities.
We call it hashtag JF.
Yeah, listen to this.
You don't hear that every day.
They are over-interested in what's wrong with your house, okay? They've become extremely interested in bothering people, enjoying their own homes. So here's what happens. There are municipalities. Somebody mentioned West Chicago.
Yeah.
You got Berwyn, Cicero.
Can't wait to talk about Berwyn later, yes. Frank and I.
So these towns, they can come in and demand, as part of your sale, that you fix this, that, and the other thing. As in, new power box that just got old, gutters, piece of concrete, siding. Anyway, the
Isn't that for the home
inspector? So, wait a second.
Hold on. This is initiated by the town because they have the ability to hold up what's called your transfer stamp, which is also one that is a meaningless one. Where I grew up in Oak Park, when you leave Oak Park, it's $8 a thousand. So if you sell for $500,000, $4,000 to leave Oak Park. Cicero, $10 for every thousand. I had a client with a nice 3-flat. I wrote a check for $6,000 for a little deed sticker
to leave the town.
So because you have to get that sticker, the lawyers have to
hijacking the sale.
Have to order an inspection on top of that. So let me tell you how it works. You can't go into these towns and say, I'm about to sell. I'm going to call my realtor. I heard you can jack with me and make me do things for my sale. Can the guy come out with the village car and the stogie and say,
Oh, I like how you're picturing this.
You got to do that, and then you got to do this, okay? Yeah. No, you have to produce your signed real estate contract, which as a lawyer, I have to send to them, including all the numbers.
I got
to
say, hey, my house is worth three, or my realtor say my house is worth $350, right? Well, so run me through it real quick. Yeah, my realtor says $750. I'm going to go to Berwyn because I can't wait to talk about Berwyn later.
Yeah, but you have to wait. Here's the thing. We're getting rolling.
Okay.
So your contract's already, the Smiths have already signed your purchase contract. I have to send it to the town. Then they say this inspector can come out. That's the jam job because you can't pre-order what their wish list is going to be. So then you're under contract, and the village says, in order to get your deed sticker, West Chicago had one of my clients order 12 windows.
What potential buyer would ever sign a contract without a home inspection?
No, this is separate from what the home.
I know.
This is the city saying,
so I'm getting a home.
If you want your transfer stamp, you have to do what I tell you.
How can they get involved like that?
Because they can't. We also have to deal with the private inspector for the buyer.
That's what I mean.
This
private
is a whole other layer. Let's say they sign off on the inspection. They sign as is or whatever.
Yes.
Maybe you give them $2,000 for the outlets or something.
Yes.
Then you're just getting rolling in these towns about your exposure. So, like I said, I had one in West Chicago. They made him order a dozen windows of used windows to new windows because they said the old ones were obsolete after we're under contract. You have to pay all that.
So for years, I've been telling our customers, hey, just because you got this home inspection, don't be afraid of it. Like, just know that, like, yes, this code has changed. Mm-hmm. This code has changed. But you don't have to make those changes. You're telling me now that's not true.
You have to install GFI outlets, even though they weren't required when you built your home, within 2 feet of every water source. Anyway, what I'm saying is, folks, be ready. You're ready. Hang on for the ride. Your realtor definitely should bring it up when you go to set the price. But the bottom line is, hang on for the ride. I did have one client who found out so many bad things that they just said, we have to cancel.
We're killing the deal.
Yes. But guess what? The next time around, the same things are going to come up. Or you have one where they change inspectors. It's done in June. You cancel. You go back in the market on February.
Yes, Frank's still there. I'm not going to list my house right now.
And guess what? The new inspector gets another crack at your house when you resell it in the spring.
Of course.
Frank had a question.
Yeah, so would this also apply, like, let's just say my parents passed away and they transferred the house to me and now I'm going to become the new owner. Would that apply at that situation?
Yes, any deed.
Oh.
So I'm telling you, like I said, when my friend's parents moved to a retirement home in Indiana, the town they were in they made them put 6 squares of sidewalk in, and then they could move to Indiana. So I'm saying you can't get around.
Okay.
It.
What about foreclosures?
No, it still needs a deed.
I get it, but if it's a foreclosure,
they're going to make the bank
They're going to make the bank do it. No, they're not making the bank do it.
What they're
going to
do? Get ready.
Okay.
They have a form in drawer number 3. They have a form. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jam job.
This is a jam job.
Buyer shall assume this.
You
got to
be kidding me.
Oh yeah,
buyer.
And you must complete in 30, 60, or 90 days. You check the box.
So
I buy
a foreclosure, and the village is now saying, like, hey, congratulations. Yep. You bought a house as is. By the way, you need to fix all these things on it.
In 90 days. You know how long it takes to get a permit in some of these towns? You can't even get a permit in 90 days.
Right.
Berwyn.
Yeah, right.
Again, forget it.
What's wrong with poor Berwyn?
Oh, I would love to know. Like, if we had a whole 3 hours to dedicate to the town of Berwyn, I want a phone call. My cell number is 815-790-5318. If you work for the village of Berwyn, I would love to chat with you. I would love to chat with you on figuring out how our company could work better and our customers who pay taxes could work better in your great city.
For the permits and everything.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's difficult to get
stuff. I've
been
to court so many times.
It is impossible to work with Berwyn right now.
So hard.
The lesson is,
Do they know? Does Berwyn know that, like, they look awful right now? Like, how many cities and villages do you work in per year?
God, hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah. Right? Berwyn has got to be top 3, top 1.
At difficulty?
Yeah, difficulty.
They're number 2, right?
They're
behind
2.
Rolling Meadows.
Right behind Rolling Meadows. So, like, these villages and cities have to know that they're screwing the pooch, right? Like, they are making it awful.
Yeah, it's very hard.
They could care less.
Really? They won an award
like,
for badness?
Is this okay for you guys to be saying?
What are
going to
do?
I mean,
it's already the worst. What are they going to do?
It's all true, so there's no problem for GM. Don't worry. We're good.
Well, you're an attorney, so listen, whatever.
They're not doing anything illegal.
No,
and neither are we.
It's all by ordinance. There's been ordinances to create this whole step. Like I said, the form number 3, buyer agrees to fix it all. We'll come back 60, 90 days and see that you did, or we'll start the fining if we're building. So I'm just saying, what it is about pricing your house. There really isn't any way to find out what they want you to do.
So,
but maybe find a local guy before you go to the market who deals a lot in that town. He'll say, they always bring up the GFIs. They always bring up the gutters. They always bring up whatever. And then at least have that. Otherwise, your sales price is meaningless.
So just real quick, are you saying that they're doing this because they want you to just bring your house up to code?
Well,
my
theory is, and I've mentioned this on the air, it's reverse code enforcement. Instead of actually taking a salary as the code enforcement officer of any town, you just do very little. But then, because you know you're not going to lose your job because the village is going to get it all corrected on the back end. They're kicking the can on what they should be doing, which is regular enforcement. I'll never forget, our church has a parsonage, and we had some eaves on the garage parsonage, and we got tagged for a beautification violation, which meant the holes in the eaves weren't beautiful. And I was on the board that then we did it right away, but there are people driving around at least saying that house needs this. But again, we weren't selling or anything.
Yeah, beautification I get, but this
is... Oh, this is hardcore. Yeah, this is features of the home.
Someone, 847, has said they won't give occupancy permit to the new buyer and to close.
Yes.
You have to get all things the inspector wants,
yes,
and then they have to come back to check it. According to 847, it's a money grab for the city.
Well, here's the thing.
Money grab.
Listen to this.
It's a jam job.
You can call for the re-inspection, and they say, well, he only works Tuesdays. And so now you got 2 or 3 real estate deals that all got to get kicked back with the title companies because there isn't another person who goes and does that. So it can really screw up. If you're moving on a weekend, you got your movers. Oh, hey, the closing's Friday. Oh, the inspector couldn't get back out to recheck what you just had to spend.
Aye.
Anyway, again, I don't wake up bitter, but this is something to tell realtors, consumers, new attorneys in the town. You can call the town. Do we have a pre-inspection?
That's what I was asking. So how do you find that out?
Got to call the town
to ask.
I know most of them because I kind of been doing it a while, 40 years. But the issue is they become more and more popular as I've been in my practice.
Sure. And you might be planting a seed to the village, right? Like, oh, no, we don't, but we should.
No.
Yeah, no, I know you shouldn't.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we can continue kvetching after the break. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, everybody's having their own conversation here off the air, and I find it very amusing. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we have people who like to talk that are on
the
show today.
Sorry, they're shutting down Lakeshore Drive, right?
Are they really?
Is there an accident?
Yeah. No, it's for that.
For that big cruise ship.
There's a cruise ship. This is so weird. It looks like I was looking for Gopher from the Love Boat because there's a giant cruise ship on Lake Michigan.
We were just saying these people can't turn around; they're stuck.
It doesn't make any sense. Why do they... The question was, do they know it's not an ocean?
How did it get here?
Yeah, like, where did it come
from? It could just be for the sailboats, though.
Oh, okay.
It's for the sailboats.
It's a bridge lift car.
Okay. Yeah. We see that every Saturday.
All right. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. He's back next week. And 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros text line or phone line. We do have a text for you, Schluter, Dave Schluter. Great show. I'm listening from Southport, North Carolina. And I have a question for the attorney, David. Can he prepare elder law documentation for North Carolina residents? Thank you, Val.
Yeah, unfortunately, my malpractice carrier, known as Illinois State Bar Mutual.
Are they doing a jam job on you?
No. They have me sign every November when I renew my malpractice, have you done anything out of state, and even Lake Geneva for a friend or something, and if you answer yes, you get dropped. So
you can't.
Yeah. So here's what I would do. Whatever the county is that you live in, any decent bar association has a lawyer of full service, especially with the internet now. So you just would put in your county bar association lawyer referral service, and then you ask them. You can call it elder law. You can call it estate planning law. They're kind of interchangeable. And then you would just go ahead and get a referral. What they will do is they'll introduce you to somebody, and you'll maybe have a flat fee of $25 or something for a half an hour. And you can get, and I did that for years in our bar association. And then if it's a good match, you're all set. Or you can get a referral for them. But yeah, if you live in a decent sized county and just put in the bar association for your county, you should be able to get connected with somebody reliable. Don't just do internet search, though.
Yeah, don't go to LegalZoom or something
or whatever,
like that.
Yeah,
talk to a real person.
Well, you never really know. Yeah, you want to have the relationship because
of course
you may have certain needs that only you can explain. And so that's what I would do. And that should be a pretty a good. And then the other thing is people you hang out with who are up in years.
Referrals.
Say, who did you use?
Sure.
In your town or your church or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, the bar associations have pretty reliable referral services. And the lawyers who volunteer to have their name on that are doing it because they care.
Is John Hansen in for Let's Get Legal after this?
Yes, he is.
They could just ask that question then. Because that's like a whole room full of attorneys.
What,
I mean,
you're
just like a sad,
legal?
You're just like a sad, lonely attorney right now. That's like four.
He's not sad.
Yeah, I mean, if a
you're
Chicago,
right,
well, he deals.
You're
with,
just lonely.
He deals with the bar association.
Yeah.
If they have dual licenses,
got it.
If they came from there and they
sure.
kept the license,
are you
going to
be on Let's Get Legal after this?
No,
you weren't invited.
I will
all
be
right,
on
then
let's Get Eisenhower.
Got it.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get one more legal question in. This is Linda from Chicago. You have a question for Dave Schluter?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have just become power of attorney from my mother, who's 101. And,
God love her, first of all, Linda. Wow.
Thank you. I am having such difficulties trying to follow through on paying the nursing home that she's in. Her bank is in Virginia, and she's been living here with me for the last 4 or 5 years. I can't remember right off, but I had no idea that the bank would say, in order for me to do this, I would have to make a trip to Virginia, and that's money I really don't have to spend that way. Is that the only way I can transact this business? Could they do a Zoom or something? Could you please help me or direct me?
Yes, I would go higher up the food chain at the bank. I've done power of attorney work and consulted with children of elderly clients for years. Sometimes you've got a bad match where the person who's taking the call hasn't been around the block and hasn't known what a pain that would be. They just don't understand the burden that would be on you. So I would start with the very people you're dealing with and say, can I have a bank officer? And explain that you have full power of attorney and that you can send them a copy. If they have a bank lawyer, a lot of them have their own lawyer. They can review it and make sure that it meets Illinois law, which I'm sure it does. And then just go higher up on the food chain before you buy a plane ticket, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Linda, hang on a second. We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay?
Thank you.
What a great answer, and thankfully, because that would just really suck.
Yeah, you
just
have to,
and that's her own money.
Yeah.
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 Unbelievable. All right. We're going to squeeze this in because I like to be risky. John, we have like a minute and a half. Can you get your question in?
Sure. I was thinking of redoing my countertops. I have a townhouse with an L-shaped unit, an above counter sink. So I'm looking for suggestions on material, sink material, faucets, and contractors near the Fox Lake area.
John, are you looking to
need somebody good?
Yeah, are you looking to stay? Are you looking to stay in the house?
Yeah, for about 6 years, and then after it sells, I don't care what happens.
So,
but
yeah, sure. So there are two main products, and it just depends on where you want to be at investment wise into your home. So first one is a high definition laminate, HD laminate. There's a company called Wilson Art. They have like, I don't know, 1,000 different color samples. It's a good product. The only downside to that product is that you couldn't do an undermount sink. They offer a kit for it, but it's totally bogus and it's nothing but problems. So that's one downside. The other option is to go with a quartz or a natural stone product. We've been doing, probably 80% of our stone countertops are in quartz instead of granite, just because of maintenance and it holds up a little bit nicer. And if it's not a giant kitchen, the investment cost shouldn't be brutal. But you could call us, Mega Pros. We come out, we service the Fox Lake area, and then we could give you options and just let you know, hey, here's what an HD laminate would look like, new sink, new faucet, new this, and here's what a quartz countertop would look like. So then you could be the judge on how much you want to invest in your home.
Does that help you?
It's a starting point. I did visit Home Depot, and I was really attracted to like more the composite material.
Sure.
Because I don't have great handyman skills. If I could paraphrase Norm MacDonald, I am the handyman what Count Chocula is the vampire.
Got it.
I love it. We have to break for news. Do you guys need to continue talking?
Yeah, no, we're
news?
All good. Yeah, Jen, but you could reach out to us anytime. We're happy to help.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings, and thank you, David Hochberg, for letting me fill in for you. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing could not join us today. We wish him well. So sliding in his place, or playing the part of Michael Houston, is Igor Marak, MrFloor.com. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Frank Wazalewski's here. If you need some modifications for your home, allaboutaccess.com. Attorney Dave Schluter is here. What's the website to send people?
WGNattorney.com.
That's right. WGNattorney.com. And MegaPros Jeremy Hogel is here. And we have a question for Igor already. Texted in on the MegaPros text line, 847, question for Igor. I have a 12 by 12 inch tile made of a mixture of vinyl and ceramic. Does your company do deep clean steaming of those types of tiles?
So we don't steam per se, Wendy, but we absolutely have a deep cleaning process. We'd be happy to take a look at the floors and see what the best approach might be. But yes, we offer deep cleaning for wood floors, vinyl, ceramic, tile type floors. So absolutely.
Frank?
Okay. It's a really good question. So you said you don't steam, but every deep cleaning I've ever heard of in my lifetime has always involved steam. So how do you do it?
So
it's a special formulation.
Right. They do things differently.
I know,
right?
Right? Yeah. So education.
Yeah. So the problem with steam, Frank, on a wood floor is it's just too much water.
Water.
Moisture, baby.
Well, he was talking ceramic.
I know.
Okay. I understand. So we've basically developed a process where we can come out and use high-speed buffers and buffing wheels in our cleaning system. And in other words, we can shear off whatever debris may be embedded there.
Huh.
Through that process without the use of steam, without the use of water, those
sorts of things. So in the event of my floor, we installed all new hardwood floor when we bought our house 18 years ago, right? Yeah. And it looked great. And then, you know, we were probably cleaning it wrong. And then, you know, add five puppies and two dogs and sure. five kids later and all the fun and the life. There's some spots where the finish is gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just worn. Now we know, hey, we're going to refinish this whenever we're ready to move out our whole troop and refinish it. But let's say we're not ready for that right now. Would your team come out and deep clean or clean my hardwood floors, even though that there's spots that might not have a finish on it?
Yeah, for sure. So deep cleaning is a kind of a neutral process, meaning that we can clean your floors. So in other words, we can accelerate the process that we're advocating here today.
Sure.
And that is the use of our cleaning products, microfiber pads, that sort of thing. So, but if you wanted to accelerate that process and get yourself, let's say, 3, 4, 5 months down the road, we can come out and through the use of, again,
I'm totally going to do this. I can't wait.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not going to do anything for your spots.
Of course.
But
right.
really, you'll get your floors clean.
Yeah.
Just drop some steam
yeah.
on
could
there.
Yeah. Can you just, you know, just throw some poly on it while you're there? I'm sure it won't look terrible.
It's not going to look great.
It will not look good. Right?
All right. More questions for Mr. Floor. Nina is on the line. Hi, Nina. You have a comment for Igor?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm using Mr. Floor products on my wood, beautiful wood kitchen cabinets in the laundry room and in the bathroom. And it just is wonderful. It just makes the cabinets just light up. So you have not mentioned that, Mr. Four, about the wood cabinets, and I'm very pleased with your products that I'm using not only on the floor, but I use the other products for the wood cabinets, too.
Yeah. I have dirty cabinets, so this is
wonderful.
A good call.
So we do actually, Nina, we do have a wood cabinetry cleaner that we offer. So I don't know if you've seen that in our lineup. If you go to MrFloor.com, you'll be able to see the full line of our cleaning products. But there is absolutely a wood cabinetry cleaner. But we have, and we actually just talked about it off air, we do have clients that use our wood floor cleaner sort of off-label, if you will, on furniture and cabinetry and that sort of thing. It actually does a fine job with that as well.
We're going to have to end the confusion and just start calling you Mr. Floor and Cabinet.
There you go.
Nina, I'm sorry your line dropped,
yeah,
but thank you for calling.
What's the difference? I mean, I know top secret stuff, but like, what's really the difference between the cabinet cleaner and the wood floor cleaner? Because I've used your wood floor cleaner on my glass, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, out of Windex. Hey, this will work. It's blue. It's fine. And it's still cleans, and it doesn't leave any streaks, right?
Yeah,
there's no ammonia in your product.
No, it's completely pH neutral. There's no ammonia. There's nothing aggressive. The biggest difference between the wood floor cleaner and the wood cabinetry cleaner, the cabinetry cleaner has a degreasing agent in it.
Got it.
So
oh,
that
it's
makes
just,
sense.
So
it does
need
sense.
That.
Yeah, so it's just designed to cut through.
You're gonna need that.
You know, because in the kitchen, you know, we're all steaming,
yeah,
and cooking,
of course,
and splashing and all of that. So it'll do a little bit
not
better
in my
job.
Kitchen. No, yeah, totally. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we make a huge mess. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take one more from Jeanette here. Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You have a question for Mr. Floor?
Yeah, I've got a wood floor. It's only been in about 5 years, but I've had like throw rugs and it's in my kitchen, like a throw rug in front of my stove, in front of the sink where you normally stand a lot. And then when I notice when you pick up the rugs, it's really clean under the rugs, but right where the traffic area is, it just, you see a dirt.
Wendy and Igor, this is her husband. She is the rug queen.
Well, that makes you the king, right?
That's right.
Yeah, but no, I'd like to see the floors,
sure,
you know, the way they, because they resanded them. We had a dining area that they, you know, was under like a linoleum. So they picked that up. They seamed them really good and sanded everything.
Yeah.
But now the dining area looks beautiful because we don't use that, but we're tracking in and out of the kitchen. So you can see the black, not black, but I mean dirt ring around these rugs. So which cleaner of yours, like, do we use something first before or just whatever the one you're recommending?
So, yeah, we would definitely recommend the wood floor cleaner if you have a wood floor in that kitchen. How often do you move those rugs? Do they ever get moved or?
Never. Okay. Never. That's the problem.
When I wash the floor, then I go right back down.
All right.
But
so
who washes it with, like, but, water, and what do you use to wash it?
What's the Murphy's oil?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's part of the problem. So what you're doing is, you know, and we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, you're encapsulating dirt. So products like Murphy's, products that have oils and waxes in them, are designed to leave your floor shiny, but that sheen is artificial. And what you're in essence doing is every time you clean, you're leaving a little bit of dirt behind, and then you're layering on top, and then you're cleaning again and layering more. And that's why you're seeing that kind of ring of dirt building up around that rug that never gets moved, because you've encapsulated it. You've kind of entrapped it. So the recommendation I would have for you is remove the rugs for a short period of time, clean the floors all together, not just around the rugs, but just clean them together, from kind of wall to wall, cabinet to cabinet. Do that for a period of time and then start to slowly reintroduce the rugs back. And I think you'll have pretty good results.
Perfect. And then is there a different cleaner for, we have a place in Michigan that has, you know, like a tile all in the living room, and it's the hard tile. They were like the 2 foot by, you know, 3 foot. And they look great, like you say, when they're shiny. But, you know, do you have a different product for that kind of, it's like a hard ceramic, you know, very nice, but hard to keep clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a dark brown.
Absolutely. If it's a ceramic or a porcelain type product, our tile and grout cleaner would do a fantastic job for that. And again, it's, you know, all of our products are pre-mixed, so they come out of a spray bottle. We want to dispense it out of a spray bottle. Light mist, you know, microfiber mop, or even a paper towel if you're doing spot cleaning, and you'll see all of that dirt transfer directly onto the cloth.
Good
perfect
luck, you two.
Help? Okay, just one real quick. Does that help the kind of the white groutish that's coming up look on those? Is it your product help that?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's designed for.
Perfect. All right, the king and queen of rugs.
All right, hang on the line, and you get to pick out your favorite Mr. Floor cleaning product, and we'll set you up. We're going to take a quick break and continue. If you have questions, 312-981-7200. You can talk to any of us here on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This portion of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by Consumers Credit Union. They have auto loan rates as low as 4.49% and home equity line of credit rates as low as prime minus a half a point for those who qualify. Visit myconsumers.org for more information. 312-981-7200 is the Mega
Pros. They are good rates.
Yeah.
Man, them low rates.
Mega Pros, a text or a phone line. And today we have Mega Pros Jer here, Jeremy Hogel. We have Dave Schluter, attorney Dave Schluter, Mr. Floors, Igor Marak, and Frank Wazalewski, all about access.com. I just confirmed my order of Mr. Floor at MrFloor.com. So,
thank you so much, Wendy. We appreciate that.
Can I ask this question from a texter? Mm-hmm. So hardwood flooring question. We were told there was too high moisture level in our house to install hardwood flooring.
Yeah.
We have hardwood flooring in other parts of our home. They live in Elgin. Is this possible that you could actually have too much moisture in your house?
100%.
Okay.
100%, Jeremy. So, you know, we've talked about it, about this topic on the show many, many times, and that is, you know, acclimation of wood and how critical it is to make sure that the wood is pre-acclimated. In our case, we have a facility that pre-acclimates all of our lumber before we even deliver it to your home. So our staff will come out to your home, and we will check relative humidity.
Okay.
And if your relative humidity is where, you know, above where it needs to be, we can't bring our acclimated wood into that environment because it's going to result in a significant issue with the performance of the floor.
So you install it now in the summertime. Let's say it's 65% humidity in the house, which we'll agree is too high.
It's right? too high, right?
It's too high. You install it. Everything looks great on surface. And this is the difference between you and maybe another installer, right? Some installers will take the money, right? You say, no, we're not going to take the money because something's not right.
Because we know what's going to happen.
Exactly. So then you install and come winter,
right,
what's going to happen to that floor?
So that floor that was installed into a moist environment.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's swollen.
It's going to be swollen. And then when you turn your heating system on and that floor releases all of that excess moisture and you start to develop gaps in the floor.
Huge.
Now you're going to be calling us saying, what's with these gaps? And again, Chicago is such a hostile environment generally. We can go from 100 degrees in the summer to negative 50 degrees in the winter and everything in between.
Yeah.
Right, so
even in the same week,
very possible. Well, yeah, right. Yeah. We don't want to admit it, but that is true.
So that's why, you know, it's so important that window. It's a very tight window of temperature and relative humidity. We acclimate our lumber to that window and we install it. And if you can, as a homeowner, maintain that window or as close to that window as possible, you minimize the risk of expansion, contraction, over-contraction, gaps, all of those things can be minimized.
So in this case, bring in dehumidifiers, bring the moisture down, turn the AC on, right? If they don't have AC, you got to bring in dehumidifiers.
Correct.
But then we still got to do something after the hardwood floor is installed, because then let's say you install it and it's perfect, then it gets back up to that 60, 70. You're going to have that same issue.
100%. Okay. It's sort of like, you know, not changing the oil in your car.
Uh-huh. You know, I just added more oil.
It's a matter of time before something terrible happens. So it's the same thing here. We want to make sure it's preventative. And so, yeah, the minute we leave, if you turn off that air conditioner and that humidity spikes again and stays high for the next 2-3 months all the way through the summer because you love it 80 degrees in your house, well, your floor does not love that environment and it will
become an issue.
And again, so we get the call, but it's really the floor performance is the symptom. It's not a problem in and of itself. It's symptomatic of what is happening to the environment in your home.
Got it.
All right. 312-981-7200. Jerry has been on hold for a while. Hi, Jerry. Let's get to your question. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the big metropolis of Walnut, Illinois.
There is a Walnut, Illinois?
Yes, there is.
Big metropolis.
What towns are you near?
I'm near Dixon, Sterling, Rock Falls.
All right.
Okay. It's huge. Yeah.
I love it. Walnut. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, what's... I like small towns.
Well, what's your question, Jerry?
Well, I'm wondering how I can get tobacco smoke odor out of a house.
That's funny.
Well, if David Hogberg was here, he'd just say move.
So, dude, okay, guys,
yeah,
a couple
all right,
questions,
sorry,
Jerry. Right?
Is we're going to get serious.
Do you have wallpaper on the walls?
No.
Do you have carpet flooring?
There's carpeting in one room.
Where is the primary smell?
It seems to be coming from the laundry room, utility room.
People be smoking in the laundry room doing laundry. That serves the opposite function. Did you just acquire this home or?
No, actually, it's a house I was considering buying.
Okay.
And when I went to look at it the first time with the realtor, we walked in and the realtor just got nauseous and said, "You tour the house, I'll wait for you outside."
Oh my God, sure. It's wow. That bad.
So
it's
yes,
that bad. Yeah.
Cigarette smoke.
And not only that,
yeah.
But the guy who owns the house recently painted the inside. I think he was trying to cover up the odor.
Of course. Yeah. So there's a couple. So there's a Zinsser product that we use, and it's awesome. And it can definitely penetrate. It'll penetrate the walls, and then that's your primer, and then you paint, right? The issue is also sometimes that smoke could go in the furnace filters, right? So you could change that furnace filter out. You could get the ducts cleaned. It could go into the insulation. I doubt it.
Depends on how bad,
right? You could see it. I mean, it could penetrate can lights. It could penetrate light fixtures.
My wife and I got a good deal on our house because it was the same situation. So,
and how'd you fix the smell?
We scrubbed the walls. We used that Zinsser product.
Yeah, because
and we had to paint the whole thing.
You got to paint the whole thing. And if there's carpet, you got to pull it because it's going to go right into the carpet. It's going to go right into the padding.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Jerry, the good news is we have done that for homeowners and you can eradicate it, but it could be quite the investment. So, I mean, maybe that's a negotiation tool for you to be like, hey, look, I got to put $5,000-$10,000 into this thing, so
knock it off
the asking price.
Right. I read online that typically a house with tobacco smoke sells for somewhere between 10% and 30% less than comparable houses no odor.
It sounds right. I mean,
because it's going to cost you money to fix it. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a lot of wood in the house, wood's going to take. I mean, we were talking about wood. Wood's going to absorb that. For sure.
And if the guy painted over the smoky walls without using a primer,
the right stuff,
that's...
You could still use that Zinsser.
But I mean, that's why it just completely smells.
Yep. He could have been smoking in it.
I did call one of these restoration companies. They told me not to even buy the house.
That's extreme.
Yeah, that is.
There's always a way.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
All right. Well, Jerry, we have to break for news, but why don't you hold on the line and you can choose your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
You don't have a cleaner that will eradicate smoke yet, do you?
No, unfortunately, we don't. Yeah.
So that won't help you with this one, Jerry. Sorry.
Good luck to you, Jerry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Probably not if he loves the house.
Yeah, that's... I mean, come on. You can buy a house that has mold. You just got to figure out how to eradicate the mold.
I'm surprised a company like a disaster restoration company would have told them not to. I mean, this is what they specialize in. They come in after fire damage,
huge smoke.
How do they
fix it? They rip the walls out, they replace the insulation, they put their stuff back.
Not always.
I've got one for you.
Yeah.
You get into one of these high rises, okay, and then maybe there's 10 down the hallway each direction. Somebody's chain smoking, right?
Oh yeah,
and
everybody's
and you now have
it.
Bought there, and you didn't know, or they moved in after.
Sure.
And you have people over for a party, and they go, "We're going to Giordano's, man. We can't take it in your hallway."
Sure.
I mean, no, I've been.
You're all gloom and doom today.
Stories.
We have to break for news.
The
we
teachers
can
got married. Remember, 25 years
none,
of marriage.
None of you had relatives that were chain smokers.
I love you. Yes, that's true.
I was a chain smoker.
I also was.
I mean, we had relatives. Everybody's gone now, but we had relatives where you knew just it was like a force field going into a. You had to wear like a space suit.
Don't you remember going into restaurants where you could smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold your thoughts. 720 WGN.
Now back to Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we have had so much fun this morning and afternoon. David Hochberg will return next Saturday. And if you have a question about a mortgage, maybe you don't feel comfortable talking about it on the air, you can always visit 56david.com. Or call 855-56-DAVID. And with us today, we have Frank Wazalewski from Access. We have Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, Attorney Dave Schluter, and Jeremy Hogel from Mega Pros. And we have a question here from Bob. Bob is calling from Wheeling. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, beautiful out there today.
Absolutely. What do you have for us?
I have a question. I have a, in my home, I have a smell of like mildew. And I'm wondering how can I identify without ripping down walls, maybe where that's coming from? I know it seems to mostly be in the bathroom. We pulled the toilet and made sure that was sealed. We can't really see any leaks. We can't really locate any mold signs on the walls. So we kind of lost.
Worst smell ever. It is so bad.
Typically, it's exhaust fan.
Yeah, exhaust fan.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. Yep. It's not. So when you take a shower and steam, the exhaust fan's not pulling enough out.
It's never pulling enough out. Yeah. Unless replaced, it's never pulling enough out.
And you should, general rule, you should run it for a minute before you start the shower and run it for five after. Mm-hmm. So just keep it going so it can keep pulling and pulling and pulling. You can't put a big enough one in.
Bob, do you have an exhaust fan in your bathroom?
Yeah, yes, we do.
Do you know how old it is?
Oh, no, to answer your question.
Okay. So sometimes, and this is brilliant, contractors just dump them right in the attic.
That's what they did to ours.
Brilliant model, right, guys? What could go wrong, right?
Except you're going to turn your insulation into mold.
So that would be, do you have a attic that bathroom is above? Okay. So that would be the first spot if you have attic access.
And you're correct. Yeah. I did look up there, and it looks like they deadheaded it in the middle of the attic, not out the roof.
Okay. Yeah, no way. Wow. So that's something that if you're handy, you could do it. If not, you could call us. We replace that with an insulated duct line. We put it outside with a 5-inch exterior vent. We flash it. But at that time, we'd probably pull the fan and put in a much higher powered
fan.
Right, so we're happy
probably
to
less
help.
Noisy too.
Yeah, quiet, we use a Panasonic Whisper fan.
Oh,
those
are awesome.
It's the best. Yeah, it's the best.
Okay, can I get your number again from you?
Yeah, it's 847-658-8989.
847-658-8989.
Bob, maybe we could get a 2-for-1 deal because I need to get that done in our house too.
I
appreciate the help. Yeah, and,
when we come
out and.
Bob, when we come out, we will look at everything just to make sure. But, Frank's right. I guarantee it's the exhaust fan. If nothing else is telling you that, like, hey, there's no mold, there's no mildew, there's no grout popping or any of that stuff.
No obvious leak.
No obvious leak. Then, that's what it is.
And as the lawyer for the show, my friend, Mega Pros has rebuilt three of our bathrooms. That's all we do have is all three. No sign of mildew ever because they do that high-end fan. And all three of them exit the roof. It's gonna. I can't imagine it's not gonna fix your problem.
Yep.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense to me, and it's worth the first step. So that's the route we're gonna go.
Perfect. All right, hang on the line. We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product. What would cause like a powdery thing to go on the fan in the bathroom that isn't vented out the roof?
Powdery thing.
It's like it's. I guess it's just dust.
Dust.
That
it's
is
dust. That's exactly what it is. It is dust because it's a fan. It sucks air.
It's sucking up.
So it's
dust.
Your air quality.
And don't buy a microscope and look at that because there's stuff moving around.
Well,
man.
For sure. It's skin
the
particles.
Boys bathroom.
It's everything,
I don't care.
Right? Yeah. So that should be cleaned.
Yeah,
definitely
pulling
like
that down
Zoo.
Every couple months and cleaning it off and popping it back up.
That's what it is.
All right.
But your fan's working. Yay.
Yeah, I know, but it needs to go out the roof. So
yes, it does.
Mega Pros.
Oh, always goes out the roof.
And that's the
always.
Other thing, too. You could be pulling insulation down.
That's what I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like dust
I think
from
that's
the attic
what's happening.
Falling without, down when it's not in use.
Without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Because gravity.
Right? And happens you have in my like car. A whole handyman situation.
We do have
there,
like a
too.
Whole handyman thing. Yeah, there's like a whole thing.
All right.
Yeah.
If you need it, Mega Pros has it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Let's try and fly through these. Hey, Pat, what's going on?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. We moved into a house about 13 years ago, and the hardwood floors were a bit of a mess. It looked like there was some water damage from maybe, where the dogs were drinking water and stuff like that. So about 3 years ago, we had the floors redone, sanded, and stained and sealed and stuff like that. But now I'm getting some of the gaps back that I wanted to try and eliminate. You hear, or when I've talked to other people, they're like, my fear is that if I get it redone again, the same gaps are going to come back. Any suggestions?
So, you know, I'll tell you, the gaps generally do not respond to sanding and refinishing. So your sanding process is not really designed to address gaps. And there are companies that will come in, and as part of their sanding and refinishing process, they will use a wood filler to fill the gaps.
It's cute.
Which is really just a Band-Aid. And the first heating and air conditioning season cycle that you go through, where that floor expands and contracts, all that wood filler just falls straight through, and then you have gaps again.
Yep. Pat, when they refinish your floor, did they put new hardwood where the water staining was?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, that's why.
You know, they just sanded it, and you know, I didn't realize that. You know, as you're saying, that as time goes by, you know, that the dust or whatever was filling the gap.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be on you, Pat. It'd be on the experts that did it to say, hey, just so you know, this won't help this problem.
Yeah. Right.
So shame on them.
And it would cost X amount more
exactly.
dollars. Exactly. In that circumstance, you're already there doing it.
Exactly.
It's very small.
It's a very cost-effective
approach. Pat, where is the gapping issue in relation to, for example, a flooring vent or heating duct?
I wouldn't say there's no correlation to that.
So it's not physically anywhere near a duct or anything or a vent?
No.
Okay.
No. And where the water from the dog bowl or whatever, there's other gaps.
Okay. So it's a consistent gapping sort of, so it's the entire structure of the floor system in the home. I would just say, you know, in the winter when we're all sort of closed up and the heat is pumping, if there's a way for you to add humidity through either a standalone humidifier or if you have one on the furnace, maybe turn it up a little bit just to see if you can mitigate that. Because once we come out of the cold weather with, you know, 70, 80, 90% humidity outside, your home will be in the 60s and 70s potentially, which we normally would say is a little too high. But in your particular case, it may actually help to re-expand that floor, and the size of that gap should shrink.
Okay. So short of pulling up all the floors.
Well, it's not all. It's just in that area, right?
I don't even know if I would.
Other spots.
Yeah,
okay.
He's got other spots.
Yeah. Where there is Dan.
Yeah, I don't know if I would even advocate. I mean, if the floor is in good structural shape, it's not moving, it's not squeaking, it's solid. It's just a gapping issue. It's more cosmetic, really. And the only thing really that you can do at this point is just modify and work on the environment.
Pat, there was a lady that called in early that loved rugs. I mean, your other option is you just throw a bunch of rugs down. They were the king and queen of rugs.
Right.
So yeah,
you just cover up the problem,
yeah.
I guess.
All right. Well, Pat, good luck to you, and hold on the line, and you will get a choice of your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Frank Wazalewski, 847, says, I was driving through the business park and saw the Access showroom last November. I went in because I had heard him on the station. What a nice place.
Oh, good. So, I'm glad you like it.
And also, another 847, please ask Frank if they sell refurbished stair lifts.
Always, yeah. So refurbished stair lifts, refurbished ceiling lifts, refurbished vertical platform lifts, and pre-owned ramping. Yeah, so those are the ones we can do.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that pre-owned ramping idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, a lot of ramp we can recycle and reuse.
Frank, how about when you sell a home? Let's say you have a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
You want to decommission that ramp. How permanent are those ramps?
They're not.
Okay, so there won't be much of a sign of a previous ramp installation?
No, like where the feet are, obviously the grass will be depressed and all that. But you could, I mean, if you really were... You could rake it right out if you really want.
But it's nothing that's permanently...
No, not at all.
What if it's in the garage on a concrete slab? It's not fastened or anchored to the
concrete? Doesn't need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be. I love that.
And Deanna wants to know, how far west does MegaPros service?
It's a question of how far west you are, right?
Oh.
I mean, it's just... Yeah, because Illinois
is a big... California this time of year.
Illinois is a big state.
Right.
So like Galena, probably not, right?
Well, text us your location, Deanna. We're going to take a quick break. weekend. He'll let you know if they head out there. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, it is Wendy Snyder here in for David Hochberg. He will be back next Saturday. I want to do a quick little thank you to the people who helped out today. Sammy Martino is producing. Neil Fisher is also producing. And Tony DeNardis always making sure we are live. Where are we live?
Yeah,
visually.
Where are we live? Facebook? How many people
Facebook
do we have
live
on Facebook right now?
Three people.
I wore my red shirt on purpose because I keep getting yelled at for wearing green, and I'm a floating head then. So
yes.
All right.
Nine? Six. Okay. Thank you to the six people that are watching us right now.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
One brother, but five kids.
Okay. So, maybe they're all watching.
847. I had mentioned the white fuzz in my bathroom fan. It's Mike here from West Dundee. That powdery dust on your bathroom fan is 95% toilet paper dust.
Ooh.
Facial tissue, too. Believe me, I did a 14-month-long study in my house for that culprit.
I love that.
It makes complete sense. Yeah. I am gonna get do one more call and then
try.
You guys will
we have to
get out at a specific time.
We're not leaving.
Robin has been on hold for a while, so Robin, you have to get to your question quickly, please.
Absolutely, and thanks for taking it.
Sure.
I have luxury vinyl plank flooring in my home. And we've been in the home for 8 years or 9 years. It was brand new. I have a chair, a rocker recliner that slides around, and I've got a lot of scratches in that area.
Yeah.
Is there a product that I can put on the floor to, like, refurbish, fill in those cracks, like wax or something?
Not that I'm aware
of. Yeah, I'm not aware of one either. I mean, you could reach out if you know who the manufacturer of the product is. You could potentially reach out to them and see what they would recommend.
Does the color go through the scratch or no? Like, is it very noticeable, those scratches?
They are lighter, so if you stood there and looked for a minute, you would see them all. But
so if you want a cute idea, I would never do this to a customer's house, but like a Sharpie marker,
I was just
or a cabinet touch up marker
to at least try.
It's not my favorite idea, and I'd never say it on the radio, but I have heard, Robin, that people have done that,
and it does
work because you're not. The vinyl's not in jeopardy of its integrity.
No,
with
it's all cosmetic.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
You see,
it's cosmetic.
Laminate and vinyl
and
elevator panels. That's
markers.
Exactly what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
the other thing you might want to consider, and I don't know if you have any attic stock. Generally speaking, vinyl plank floors are modular. So, depending on where this is, sort of geographically in the home, we can come in and we can uninstall to that area and then just take your attic stock, put it in
and patch it up,
and then just reinstall the rest of it back, and it's like nothing ever happened.
It depends on your level of OCD.
But you have to have that,
figure out if we have some,
right? So that's where you have to start with that. If you have that native material, it's completely doable. We do it for clients on a daily basis.
And if you do have it, Robin, get a hold of MrFloor.com. Igor Marak, that is the best place for people to locate you?
Yeah, absolutely. MrFloor.com, or give us a call directly at 847-674-7500.
Robin, hold on the line. We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Dave Schluter, how do people reach you if they need some legal advice?
Yeah, the landline, 630-285-5300, or WGNattorney.com. 40th year of helping people in real estate, estate planning, and business law.
Awesome. Frank Wazalewski, if people need some modifications to their house, where do they go?
You can go to allaboutaccess.com or give us a call at 630-616-6249. And I want to give a quick shout out to my neighbor, Jimmy, who's listening for the first time. He's a great friend. We'll be hanging out tonight. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros. I know how people reach you. You can either go to the website,
megapros.com,
or call
847-658-8989.
I just want to know what you and Jimmy are going to go do.
Things that you know, guys should.
Oh, man. I just want to hang out with you and Jimmy.
You're
right?
welcome.
Yeah,
to come.
That sounds awesome.
Anybody that wants to come.
You know. Cool. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
You
want to
put your address out on,
on
the airwaves?
Sure. Come on out to Fox Lake. No problem.
That's cool. Spring Grove, Fox Lake.
Right. You're right down the street.
I'll just show up. That's cool.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me. It's always a pleasure. You guys
Thanks,
are great.
Wendy. Yeah, thank
and
you.
And Igor, thank you for coming in where Michael Houston could not. We wish him well.
Yes.
And David Hochberg will be back next week. I would like to say go Sox. I really was saying it a lot yesterday and being really cocky, and then the Sox, they tied it up, but then it was not good. So.
Choke.
Go. So they didn't choke, Frank. It, you know, things happen. They fell short. Yeah. They dropped the ball.
Even pros get it wrong, okay? Yeah, that's what I say when I golf all the time. Like, they mess up.
all the time.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Frank Wasilewski from Access. The law offices of David Schluter and Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.